So just wanted to make a couple comments. Before I forget, let's do two things. First of all, we do have coffee and tea that's in our fellowship area. If you go out and left, the hallway will take you right around to our gym or our hall. There's coffee, tea, and I believe some goodies. So please, if you can stick around, join us, and then you can thank personally these talented singers and musicians, Sherry, who's put a lot of effort into it, and Carol. But let's thank them now just with a round of applause. That's great. And if you didn't get enough, you can come back 2 days from now, Tuesday evening, December 24th, Christmas Eve at 5:30. Not the same show, but the same story, and with some good singing as well. And so even some of the same musicians, which is great. If you don't get enough of string and piano, then come on back. The story, yeah, that's what we began by saying, and that's why we do this. This is a tradition that began over in England at some point. This lessons and carols, read scripture, sing. It's a way of sort of entering a story that's been ongoing for 2,000 years, and prior to that, we began closer to 3,000 years ago in our readings. And I was reflecting on the importance of story. As I was thinking about this, why tell a story? Well, one of the main important things that a story does is it lets us know who we are. As humans, we aren't self-created, we're not self-identified even, and we forget that, especially when we're young and the world is a pearl before us, ripe for our taking. We think we can be whatever we want to be, but the truth is that who we are has way more to do with what's behind us than it has to do with our own choices and our own abilities, as important as those are, and they are important. What you choose to do is very important, obviously. But a story kind of grounds us. One of the ancient writers talks about like a wave tossed on the sea. And that's what we are when we're a rootless or storyless people. We're people without bearing, without identity, without grounding, without a sense of being in the world. There's an arbitrariness that's, I think, it's a very apt metaphor to say, like a wave tossed on the sea. And so our stories fix us to a past. They anchor us. They give us an identity. They give us a place to be. And they allow us to make important decisions. They give us guidance and direction. All these things are very important. However, I don't know if you've ever tied something to something behind you. As soon as you run to the end of the rope there, you're kind of stuck. And so a story can become a ball and chain. It can become not a place of to be anchored to a stability, but it can become a prison. It can become an enclosure. And so the Christian story, and I want you to realize this, we didn't get much beyond, in John's gospel, we got way beyond Mary and Joseph at the stable. But this story actually tethers us and ties us to the future. There's an anchor point way beyond us. And that's the lovely thing about this story. So it's less about anchor points, and it's more about a guy wire. Now, I know some of you do some outdoor wilderness skill stuff. So you're on a knife ridge. One slip left or right and you're going down. And there's this, someone helpfully placed a little wire here. And so you just kind of grab that. You're not leaning on it. You're not letting it pull you. It's just there. And you walk and you can confidently cross that impassable passage, as it were. Or a blizzard, right? They used to do that. I don't know of anybody who ever grew up holding a rope so they didn't get lost between the barn and the house. But that's the reality people used to live with in this country. There was a rope between the barn and the house because when the wind was blowing and it was snowing hard, you could die, you could lose your way in a very familiar territory, your own farmyard. And that's what this story is. And I think we live in a world today where the chaos and the threat and the unsettledness of perhaps our own self-identity, but the world around us, I think a guy wire might be a really helpful thing. So that's my invitation to you. And that's my testimony. If you want to know what that looks like, talk to some of these people, talk to me. I can tell you why I need that guy wire, and I do. I'm really tired of being that bobbing cork on the waves. I would prefer something else in my life. I'm not that young anymore, right? So I've got to get something right here. Yeah. Please join us for fellowship and greet these lovely people. Thank them personally. And I'm going to announce a blessing. You have a response there, and then we'll have our closing hymn, and there is a dismissal. So wait for that, and then that's your invitation to come and grab some tea and coffee. May the Father, who has loved the eternal Son from before the foundation of the world, shed that love upon you, his children. May Christ, who by his incarnation gathered into one things earthly and heavenly, fill you with joy and peace. May the Holy Spirit, who by overshadowing Mary became the God-bearer, give you grace to carry the good news of Christ. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you always.